energy clearing for life force. This is Erica Glessing, and I'm delighted to be your host today on my show. I'm lost every day, but I'm particularly happy about that today. You know, I'm going to talk today about paying attention to the divine guidance and listening to intuitive nudges. I had a very odd experience this morning taking my son to school, and we both had a sixth sense that it wasn't going to be very safe, and there'd been a couple incidences with some troubled children at, well, children's a strong word there, young, well, 15 to 18 year old teens. So we had kind of a nudge that it was going to be a bad day. And, you know, we got all the way to the campus, and right as we're about to get there, we saw three, not one, not two, but three sheriff's big vehicles departing from the school. School hadn't even started yet. And my son and I looked at each other and I said, you know, do you want to work from home today? And he's like, yeah. I was like, yeah. And we both had that sense of peace. And, you know, sometimes you're going against society, you're going against what people say, you're going against the direction that your parents would have taken, you're making a new choice, and it's not always sanctioned. You know, you're getting an intuitive nudge. It's not always going with the grain. Like, it's not always just sunshine and oranges and apples and beauty. Sometimes you're making choices that you're being guided and you have a clear awareness of something. And are you going to listen to it? And today, you know, we may never know if it was the right thing for him to come home. We don't know yet. And we may not find out because things happen at that school that aren't always shared. So what I am aware of is when I am saying yes to that intuitive guidance, I'm going to always be more at peace. I'm always going to have a better sense of safety in my gut, in my heart, in my whole self. So one of the things that you can do to increase your capacity for having intuitive guidance is to connect to source energy on a daily basis and just kind of reach up into heavens and ask for divine guidance to be present in your life. Really, it's as simple as an ask. And when we ask, we say, divine guidance, will you bring me source energy? Will you help me live more in alignment with source? Then source will come. Inspiration will come. You may not always like the messages. Like, part of me did really want my son to go to school today. And as soon as I put aside that and just listened to my guidance, I knew the right thing was being done. So once you do choose in favor of divine guidance, you will, it's an interesting ride is all I can say, because doors open that you didn't expect to open with so much ease, and doors close and slam that you didn't expect to close and slam. New people will show up to be clients who are very different than old ones, and everything morphs into the new alignment with light and source. And this morphing, this changing, this shifting is unsettling. It's not comfortable always. It's like, it sounds so weird, but you may need like different clothes and a different style. You may find yourself reaching for different opportunities and different experiences as you clear your energy and pay attention to the intuitive guidance. And so I'll just say for you today, I'm going to sanction with you. You know, you're saying yes to your divine. You're saying yes and being in alignment with that. I'm just going to go with that for me with you right now together as one and see if we can't have more source energy come and help us on our path. So that's my show for today. Have a great one. This is Erica. You're listening to Energy Clearing for Life Force. And there's more resources at Energy Clearing.